So here's the system. Now, I do a lot of work in Wyoming with not much rainfall, very little organic matter in the soil, and high pH, tough conditions. So we got about 3 sprigs of grass there and some baby kochia. Now, typically, the way would be to come out here with a big herbicide and kill the weeds. Well, why would you want to do that? This land can't absorb any rainfall. And then what do you have? 3 sprigs of grass. Whoops, sorry, wrong way. So here's how they usually do it. Got to have big machinery and a lot of it. This is how we do it. Our goats are self-propelled. They're doing 7 things at the same time. It's one-stop shopping. It's a goat's natural preference to eat all these weeds before grass. Grass is their last choice. They're fertilizing. Everything they eat's recycled. Comes out as natural organic fertilizer. And to organic gardeners, that's pure gold, right, Char? They irrigate. If you get 1,000 head of goats a drink of water and then run them over here, they drop that water a pint at a time, and it's got a little nitrogen in it. They trample the seed. They prepare the seed bed, trample the seed bed, mulch it, till it, aerate, and condition the soil with their hooves. A goat's a split-hoofed animal. When they're walking, it hits the ground flat. If you take these good dogs and kick them into a run, their hooves are going like this. If you run them and turn them, they're digging like this. 1,000 goats is 4,000 hooves. This is how we do it. We run cashmere goats. They have babies on the job. The cashmere is shed off once a year, and that's a very valuable byproduct. And the poop is pure organic gold that goes into the soil.